Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number two. Dirt and Sprague here, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. That's 1080 AM, obviously, 105.1 The Fan. The Odyssey app and YouTube. Good morning on the YouTubes. Good morning out there. Hope your commute on a Thursday morning is going great.
Let's go, Bob Dirt!
The matching shirt boys are here, Dirt and Sprague. I hope Thursday is a good one for you.
We're back in black today. Look at us.
Back in black today, yeah. A lot to discuss. But I want to remind you guys to join us June 23rd as Toyota presents the Fan Golf Classic out of Langdon Farms.
Woo!
Foursomes on sale for the morning and afternoon rounds. Got to hurry up. Those fill up fast. It's the most fun day in golf. And we'll be hanging out as a station on the infamous Angels Envy Bourbon Par 3 sixth hole. We'll feed you with Matt's Barbecue, which is delightful. And then you can head to 1051thefan.com and click on the Fan Golf Classic logo for info. And to sign up today, the Fan Golf Classic presented by Toyota is also brought to you by Vulcan Design and Construction, Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors, George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Battery Exchange, Maestro Dobel Tequila, your neighborhood restaurant group, Philbrook Law, 1-800-DIVORCE, Roto-Rooter, Illegal Mezcal, and Window Nation.
Like, yeah.
So come hang out with us on June 23rd. What day is that? Is that Thursday?
Usually it's a Tuesday, I feel like.
Is it a Tuesday we do that?
June 23rd
is
a Tuesday.
A Tuesday.
Tuesday, the 23rd.
Have fun.
Yeah. What, you're not going to be here?
I will be in Florence, Italy.
Touche. He's got his big European vacation on the horizon.
That's right. Well, his Louisville one got canceled.
I know.
Yeah, diverted to El Paso.
Yeah, we did an El Paso vacation. That was not a vacation.
That's not a vacation.
He'll be out next week, too. He's got to go back down there.
And yeah,
good news is,
hoping that I just bought a one-way and hoping to, by the end of next week, be ready to bring Pop Swag back.
That's a great update. Because getting him back home is a huge step in the right direction.
So we got to find a rehab facility, but no, we're making steady progress every day. My brother's been down there this week, and so yeah.
Well, we're happy to hear that Pops might be coming back a lot quicker, I think, than most of us thought when we talked about this off the air.
Yeah,
and we're gonna miss you next week, but we know that ultimately you come back with Pops. It's good news.
Yes.
Ready to rock.
Rooting for Papa Swagger.
Get back to, kind of focusing on everyday things.
Speaking of everyday things, we got Blazer stuff still in the news. They will not go away, those Portland Trail Blazers.
Well, we got exit interviews
today. No, it's cleaning out your locker day.
It is cleaning out your locker.
Get anything interesting out of it? Probably not, but you never know.
Well, you know, there's a lot to get into, actually, that we didn't talk about because yesterday was more about, hey, the series and it's over and Shaden and, you know. Part of the Tiago thing is interesting is the quick piece that came out a couple. Did you see the quick thing on the Dundon stuff?
The one that we talked about on the air, or was there another one that
I
missed?
It was just a quote that a league source told Jason Quick, the amount of disrespect towards Splitter that's going on is beyond description.
Yeah.
It's like every day a new name is coming up. It's the most vicious thing I've ever encountered in 30-plus years.
Yeah, I don't think there's a new name every day. I also will acknowledge that it's weird and definitely unfair to him, but also a unique situation. He's not the head coach. I mean, he is, but he isn't.
I do find it odd, too, because
he's not a sitting head coach. He's interim head coach.
I know.
For the time being. And so it's a very unique situation.
It almost feels like, in a way, parts of the fan base don't want interviews for coaches. They just want Tiago to get the job. Now, I don't know if that changed with the game or not, but based on these quotes, based on how other media members talk about the situation, you would think he was entitled to get the job versus a new owner coming in, evaluating the landscape and going, I'm going to shop around a little bit.
Let's do my due diligence here.
Like, I know that's the sandwich that's most popular. I'm going to browse the menu to see if there's a sandwich I enjoy a little more. Still could end up with the sandwich that's most popular, but
very well could.
I'm not saying this is right, how Tom Dundon's handling it. I also, there's a part of me that it's the most vicious thing I've encountered in 30 years.
Let's settle down.
What? It's the most vicious thing you've encountered in 30 years? Donald Sterling was an owner 30 years ago.
Dude, Mike Malone won an NBA championship and was fired a week before the playoffs started last year.
Yeah. Imagine if Tom Dundon did
that. A week before the playoffs started last year.
And we just moved. He's a rat ass. Who cares?
They won a title 2 years ago.
I know.
Wait till the end of the season to fire him. But this is that's akin to, I heard there was a national NBA voice who a week ago was like, this Tiago Splitter coaching job's one of the greatest I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I saw that take too.
They're holding it together. I give you credit for that. We all knew it was a difficult circumstance. Kudos to everything you were able to accomplish. But, like, can we just calm down with the extremes on both sides of this? This is not the most offensive thing that's ever happened in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
And he's not the greatest coach in the history of the NBA. The truth is somewhere in the middle.
All things can be true. I don't know if Tiago's best fit for the job. He very well could be. Somebody had tweeted us. I want to read this. It was something to the effect of...
Yeah, a lot of responses yesterday. A lot of people had thoughts on the GM and the head coach.
Multiple ex-NBA players have come out today in support of Tiago. Fans are going to produce this type of fire the coach vote every time in regards to our poll question.
Yeah.
The coach could be Stotts, Billups, whoever. This fan base complained about Adelman. Players know who can coach. Fans have no clue. To which I'd say ex-NBA players that have come out to support Tiago Splitter... that very well could be true. I would assume most of them are Spurs.
I think
related.
That's basically related to Charles Barkley after the game saying Tiago deserves the job.
Right.
How many other former NBA players have come out and spoken publicly about it?
Halftime of game 3, Charles Barkley could not remember what Denny Avdia's name was. Just for the record of all things, he was like, what's his name? And they were like, Avdia? Yeah, Avdia.
Avdia,
Avdia
pretty
good
player,
man.
How many games have the Blazers and Charles Barkley watched this year? I'm going to go under half.
I'm going to go two. Probably.
Did they have two games in the playoffs? I think they had two games in the playoffs.
They had two,
They had two games. Those are the Blazers games he watched this year. Other than that, I don't think we were on ESPN the rest of the season. We had a couple of Peacock games.
We had Peacock games. I think we had a Prime game.
One primer in there, but I don't think we had any nationally televised ESPN games. And if you ain't on a nationally televised ESPN game, Charles Barkley ain't watching your basketball game. So I don't care what he thinks about Tiago Splitter.
I mean, I hear you out there, but I don't know. I find the whole thing fascinating. It's almost as if it's the most unique coaching hire experience in league history, while you simultaneously just correctly pointed out an NBA title-winning coach 2 years after the title was fired a week before the playoffs.
Before the playoffs. He just won a championship. The first one in the history of your franchise.
Yes. And we just like, whatever.
And they were, what were they last year? I want to say they were a 4 seed in the playoffs. Like, they were a home court advantage team.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they had fallen off and didn't make the playoffs. They almost, I mean, hell, Adelman damn near led them to a win over the Thunder in the second round of the playoffs, which kind of proves my larger point about coaching not mattering as much as some people want to put it, or, you know, put it up on this pedestal. But it's not the most offensive thing ever. And it's also disingenuous to not acknowledge the fact that this is unique. Your head coach was arrested by the FBI. He's going to plead guilty in 3, 2, 1. done. That update will, an announcement will come at any moment. He is an acting and interim head coach. And so I get that maybe this goes against the norms of the way that interviews should be handled. I understand why, if I'm Tiago Splitter, it would ruffle my feathers, and I certainly wouldn't be thrilled about the idea of them interviewing candidates or having me be a part of this. There's also just this, we're in this news cycle right now with the Blazers. Like, another one came out, there's one of these aggregators who's just basically polling generalized things.
You're talking about Evan Sidery.
Yes.
I think he's a I'm pretty confident.
He's not an insider. He's not a reporter.
He's an aggregator.
And he said, the reports out there, Tom Dunn is going to pay the cheapest coach in the NBA.
He's just recycling what we've already talked about. And people are like, oh my God, we got another follow up.
And then there's
it.
Quote tweets from people who work in the NBA like, when has this ever worked? When has being cheap ever worked? And then all this rage baiting happens on social media and everybody starts retweeting it when we don't know what he's going to pay for a head coach. We don't know who he's going to hire to be the next head coach. And I hate the disingenuous nature of acting as if we are getting an update every 6 hours about them interviewing a new candidate. Mm-hmm. How many different candidates have we heard the Blazers, like publicly, how many have been exposed that they've talked to? So Bill Orme said Mike Malone, they called. Malone didn't return their call because of the norms we're talking about. They have a sitting head coach. Yeah. There was a report that they were they sniffed around Thibodeau, but nothing really happened there. The St. Louis head coach, they had a conversation
at the Final Four.
Am I missing any?
There might be another college coach.
Might be another college coach in there. So this idea, there's a new name every day Tiago has to deal with. No, there's not.
Also,
there's been four.
Tiago could just very well examine the situation and say, yeah, I don't want to work for this guy. It's toxic. I wouldn't blame him at all. And he can move on and be a head coach somewhere else or be one of the lead assistants.
I'm fascinated to see, how do we feel if that is his decision and he doesn't get another head coaching job?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't blame him if he wanted to go be an assistant instead of taking over here for a cheap deal. Like, I get his angle and his side of it.
Sure.
I also, Tiago has to deal with a new name every day. Or Tiago could just not care because he's paid to coach and just focus on that.
Quiet out the noise like we tell our players. Don't listen to the distractions.
Do you know how much crap goes on in this building?
Right.
Dirt and Sprague. Had to hear about the latest of this, this, and that. Oh, it was so hard for them.
Oh, it was so brutal.
Like, yeah, that's what the money's for. Yeah, just deal with it.
You're making $1 million a year to coach basketball.
Be a head coach of an NBA team. A lot of drama, a lot of gossip, a lot of rumor mill stuff. If you start out next year and he is the coach, and they come out the gate,
flat,
and they're 7-10, guess who's going to be rumored on the hot seat?
Immediately.
Oh, Tiago.
This is so unfair.
He had to deal with the hot seat chatter. Okay. Yeah, every coach does. Do you, dude? I don't want to bring it to this. It's insane watching Premier League soccer. Swag's team has fired three coaches. My team is on their fourth manager
in 1 year.
Chelsea just fired a manager. Like if you're not in the top three of the Premier League, you're gonna get fired. And it's every year. There's like two coaches in the whole sport that are exempt from being fired.
Right.
Pep at Man City and probably whoever Arsenal's coach is right now.
Yeah.
Everybody else gets fired.
Right.
Because it's like, we've lost four games in a row.
You're gone.
Hockey is the same way,
which is where Dundon's coming from. Coaches get fired constantly.
Maybe a week into the season.
Every three
weeks,
there's a new coach that gets fired in
hockey.
Yeah,
when did...
We're 1-4, you're fired.
Get out of here.
Vegas fired Cassidy, seven games before?
I want to say. Yeah,
they brought Torts in.
Who, by the way, I think he's been fired within two weeks of the season starting.
Oh, he gets fired everywhere he goes.
So, exactly.
He's going to get fired there, too.
I'm not telling you Dundon needs to turn this into hockey. I'm just simply saying,
it's just laughable.
Yeah, I find it more laughable.
The grand nature that we're reporting is this, the most offensive thing a human being has ever had to go through. It's just like, can we just stop doing that, man? I also think it goes back to a conversation about where the organization was and where they might be going. We don't know what the future holds. Mm-hmm. But there was a feeling around them the last 3 or 4 years where there were no consequences. I just want to take everybody back to, how many games did the Blazers win last year? Do you remember? I mean, I know they were in the lottery.
36?
36, that sounds about right.
37, 36.
Okay.
I think.
Our head coach had one of the worst winning percentages in the history of the NBA, and we gave him a contract extension.
Yeah.
Our general manager.
Well, they did really well at the end of the year.
Whiffed on back-to-back top 10 picks and then proceeded to take a Chinese center who can't play, and we gave him a contract extension.
Well, he drafted him after the contract extension.
I get it. But still, my point remains, there were no consequences for your actions. There was no standard. There was no, fine.
They were cool just running. Yeah, just running keeping the.
Like, that's where we were going from, and now we're in a much different window. And I think this largely has to do with just ruffling feathers in that regard, because that's not the way we've operated in a long time.
So Sam Cassell, I almost called him Sam Castle.
Sam Cass, I'm a big Sam Castle fan. Good point guard. Underrated point guard back in the day.
Can we get his kid Steph here? I'd love to have Steph Castle.
That would be very nice.
Sam Cassell is the leading candidate, according to Vegas odd makers.
Okay. Is he still an assistant somewhere?
Boston.
He's been an assistant for a while now, if I'm correct.
Yeah, his whole career.
Feels like he's been bouncing, but for like a number of years, right?
Yeah. A long time.
That's fine.
He's put his time in. He's paid his
I got
dues.
No issues.
I don't know how he'll do any more than I know if Tiago's the right guy moving forward.
You know, I think ultimately it's just about relationships, that position. Like, you do need to make adjustments. I understand the nuances of some guys are a little smarter and forward thinking of how they get their guys to execute. All that's true. This radio program, I'm going to speak for the other two people on it. I think we're just in lockstep. Like, ultimately, you have to have the roster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're
paying. Does Sam Cassell have shooters next year?
Right. Because otherwise you're paying $17 million for Steve Kerr and you're not making the playoffs.
Is Tamani Kamara unplayable on the offensive end of the floor in the playoffs next year? Because I don't care who your coach is.
Does Dame come back and give you 22-7 a night? And
right. Or does he look like he's a 36-year-old off an Achilles injury averaging 13 points per game?
Yeah, if they're 28th in three-point shooting, we're going to be like, well, Sam Cassell got worse actually than Tiago like by one. And can you control that?
Roster is the most important thing.
It is.
Hire whoever you want.
Yeah, so some of the Vegas favorites, I mean, it's kind of the usual suspects.
The fun one on there is Brandon Roy's high up on the list.
Well, he basically had to quit his high school job because he was offering an apartment. He denies that, but that's kind of
also, like,
the rumor.
Come on, man. Like, he's the only high school coach that does that? Get out of here.
He got caught.
He did get caught.
Is what I would say. He got caught.
I mean, of course he cheated.
How would we react to Brandon Roy versus, like, Rajon Rondo?
I'd be cool with either one.
Would you be cool with Rajon Rondo?
I mean, whatever. Dude, the last guy we hired, we had to go through a water bottle incident at a press conference. He had been an assistant for 1 year. That was the last head coaching hire we made. And then he had the worst winning percentage in the history of the NBA, and we gave him a contract extension. And then he got arrested by the FBI.
But it's the most vicious thing I've ever seen a coach have
but
to
But how
go
would we react to Brandon Roy being the head guy? Like, whatever, dude. Go for it.
Brandon Roy would be fun.
It'd
be
awesome.
I have no idea if he'd be good.
Talking about winning a PR battle, him being the head coach of the Blazers? You want to win him in, like, L.A. on the staff together?
L.A.'s his lead
assistant. Odin just told us the other day he wants to be a coach. Bring his ass back, too.
If you fire Cronin, it sounds like Greg wants to be a GM.
We just solved your issue, Tom Collins,
What if Dundon hired Roy head coach, L.A. lead assistant, Odin GM? What would we honestly think about that?
I'd have no issue with it.
I
famously called an LSI game with Brandon Roy as the head coach. Gave some great thoughts throughout that broadcast.
Were you tempted to ask for an autograph?
I actually was, I didn't. I was too busy eating the lasagna, but he was right there.
That was Michael Porter Jr., wasn't it?
It was the Porter kids, the Porter bros.
I have a random photo with Brandon Roy outside of Gill.
Was he doing a Gill from his Husky days? Oh, really?
Well, we knew about Roy from Rainier Beach.
Sure.
Because we were hoop heads who read a lot of basketball magazines.
Yeah, Northwest guy.
And so when he came out, we were like, dude, we got to go to this game. This cat is awesome. And it was the year before, I think, that they really popped.
Mm.
And so he came out of Gill right as we were leaving. And we're like, yo.
Not a ton of fanfare probably at that point.
No, dude, there was nobody. We're like, can we get a photo? He's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, let's do it, dude.
And then the Blazers end up drafting him. I'm like, hey, how cool was that?
You saw into the future.
Now
he might be our new head coach.
Yeah, maybe he is. How does Tom Dundon stack up to Jody Allen in this regard? Got a little bit of numbers. We'll get to that coming up next.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
It's on the fan. Well, we got media exit interviews today. We'll see how that goes. Who are you most interested to hear from?
If he'd talk, Shaden.
Really?
I mean,
do you think he's going to talk?
No, I don't think he's going to talk. If I could give him truth serum, just like from make him talk, be Shaden.
I feel like he should be like, well, you know, it is what it is.
Just from Shaden. Players, or is everybody a part
everybody,
of this?
Everybody.
Cronin. It's got to be Cronin.
It's Cronin?
It's Cronin for me. Back to the conversation we were having in the last segment. Mm. There is nobody more important.
Is there a player?
Not that rises above the rest of them. Like, I always enjoy hearing from Dame because he's thoughtful, and I'm curious his thoughts on where the team's at and where they need to improve and all that. Mm-hmm. The young guys and what they learn from the postseason, right? I think there's a handful of guys that kind of fall into that category. But there's not one player that rides above the rest of them for me. You kind of get a sense already of what everybody's going to say.
It'd be really cool if we could hear from Dundon.
That would be great if he was a part of this.
We won't, but
no.
You know.
He did his initial press conference. I'll be curious for him of how often he is going to do media stuff. Like, we obviously literally never heard from Jody her entire time.
Yeah.
Outside of a Shaden Sharpe draft video. He's already one up there in that regard. Like, is it a yearly thing? Does he actually pop on and do interviews occasionally with local media? Mm. Is it a trade deadline preseason? I'm just curious how often he's actually going to do that. I don't follow the Hurricanes close enough to know how often he does it in Carolina.
I think he does it very often.
I know he's made himself available for interviews, you know, occasionally here or there. So certainly it's more than Jody Allen. But yeah, I'm curious how often we'll hear from him.
I should set the record straight. Yesterday we had a tweet from one of our listeners, Jeff, and he says, my only takeaway from today's show was that Sprague thinks Kevin Durant can bench press 315.
Did you get butt cracked on that?
So I went and looked it up, right? Because I'm like, dude, I watched this video.
You blew my mind with that. I took your word for it.
So the year that I watched the video, It was 2010. Okay? So I want you to keep that right in the back of your mind.
That's 3 years into his career.
2012 then.
2012.
Sorry.
It was 5 years into
his
career.
Around the time they were in the finals.
Okay.
I remember
5 years after not being able to bench like 165 or whatever it was.
185. Yeah. So he does this video, and this was a different time to defend myself here.
Okay.
I rewatched it, and it's the most obvious fake bench pressing of 315 I've ever seen in my life.
We all get butt cracked.
It would have been like Swag saying he could squat 300 pounds and us just having the camera on his back going down with the bar on it, not seeing two people holding the other side.
And then by the time he gets back up, there's
gone.
The full bar.
Yeah,
like, I did
it!
And,
yeah, so I'd like to...
we can retract that statement.
Can I walk
That's
that
okay.
one back?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah. Look, just like Tommy Two Nickels, when you make a mistake, you got to own up to it and acknowledge it. That's all you got to do.
I got butt cracked and AI'd before any of that was a real thing. I was like, hey, how about that? He got stronger.
It's like the Brady videos where he's playing catch with the jugs machine, throwing the ball into the jugs machine, and it sends it right back to, look at this one. Used to go like that's not real.
Yeah, that I mean, but that also that looks incredibly fake. Whereas I can kind of see how I was fooled on this one.
It's also
absolutely.
It's also Kevin Durant.
I know.
You got to do a 1 + 1 = 2 sometimes in your head.
The dead giveaway was the lack of effort it took for him to get the bar off. Because it's real weight. You can see the weight, and then he's just like, doot, 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 doot. Boom.
No veins popping out of his forehead.
No straining. No
like
butt
even
lifting
getting
off.
Bar off with 300 pounds is very easy. And I'm like, dude, his arms are smaller than mine in this video. What's going on here?
The immediate response when you're lifting that much heavy weight, too. I've never benched 315. I certainly can't come anywhere close to that. But your butt is rising up off that seat.
Oh, your back.
You're
is
doing
arched
the. You're doing the arch back.
Yeah,
your legs
back.
Are driving into the ground. Your ass is 6 inches off of that seat.
So I saw this. Speaking of getting fooled, I hope I wasn't fooled on this one, but I did see this and think it was interesting. Did you? In the last 5 years, I saw the Carolina Hurricanes about 12th in payroll in the NHL.
Yeah, they're a little bit lower this year. He took them originally from somewhere in the 20s to the top 10, and they've kind of ebbed and flowed.
They're 12
on
average.
Based on young guys and who have come and gone.
Yeah, but they have a handful of high-priced dudes.
It's a five-year average.
Their best player, by the way, is a former Winterhawk, Seth Jarvis.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Best player over Sebastian Aho?
I guess, you know, you could...
Or Jacob Slavin?
I mean, they're a very talented team. I'll just give it to Jarvis as a local guy.
Okay.
So the graphic that I saw, let's see this. So it says 5-year league payroll rankings. This is one from somebody we follow on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like an official graphic, so you know it's real.
That way it's not Durant benching 300 pounds.
It probably will be by 10:20 today. Yo, that was fake. Hurricanes on average for league payroll rankings in their league are 12.2.
Okay.
The Blazers in 5 years, so that's no Dundon, 21.
What? That can't be true, though.
Now here's the counter that you can already hear in your head. Yeah, they tanked. Rookies, contracts. Just noting,
yeah,
a five-year run average of 21st in payroll.
That also includes a year of Damian Lillard making $50 million, Jeremy Grant being one of the most overpaid players in the NBA. Remember how big DeAndre Ayton's contract was that we had to literally pay him to walk away?
2021, the
Blazers. We never fully tanked. We never tore it down. That's part of the problem.
They would tell you we did.
No,
actually,
we did not.
That would be the counter-argument. 2021, 2022, they were 27th. 2022, 23, they were 24th.
Yeah.
23, 24, they were 23rd. 24, 25, they were 18th. This year, they were 13th. The Carolina Hurricanes from the same timeline, 14th in 21, 22, 11th in 22, 23, 9th in 23, 24, so top 10, 12th in 24, 25, and 15th this year.
Okay.
So on average,
did float a little bit.
Now, also the counter is going to be, well, it's the NHL versus the NBA.
I just it drives me nuts.
No, I'm just saying the payroll differences of how much it costs.
I get it, but yeah. You know why the payrolls are different? Because the revenue you're generating is different.
I'm just highlighting what you know the arguments are going to be.
Keep hearing people bring that up, and it bothers me. It's not an apples to apples comparison. I grant you that. Just because you're successful in one sport doesn't mean you will be in the other. Hmm. But the idea that having success in a sport because it's a lower payroll and you can't have that in the NBA, it's a lower payroll because the revenues you generate are lower.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're not.
Like, that's why the contracts are different. It's not. Nobody's asking him to make the revenue of the Carolina Hurricanes and pay the salaries of the NBA Trailblazers. Like, that's not what needs to happen here.
It'll just be interesting to see if they indeed don't move to Seattle.
Well, we all know they're going to move to Seattle.
If they don't go to Nashville.
Yeah.
If they're here for 5 more years and they get their lease agreement and all that, it would be interesting if we're still doing a show to run where were we at 5 years on a running average, because now we're at a point where you'll still have rookie deals in there.
Yeah, of course, you always will.
Denny, right?
Got a big deal coming.
Could be Donovan could be on the books still. Tamani, like, you'll have pretty big contracts.
Giannis makes $60 million a year. Kevin Durant makes a lot of money.
Ah, I like where you're going with that.
Brings a big fish in, baby.
To see the running 5 year averages, and if he is somewhere like, let's say, if I tell Blazer fan, if I tell you Tom Dundon on average of a 5 year running with payroll is 14th,
yeah, borderline top 10, just outside most years, basically
middle of the league. Are we mad about that? Are we okay with that?
Is he still cheap?
Well, that's another part. Yeah, I think he still will be in a lot of areas.
Of course he will be, but I don't care about some of the areas. That's the larger point.
Sure.
If he goes out and gets a big fish this summer and pays into the luxury tax, can you call him cheap?
And you're paying a coach like $4 million?
As long as you're paying him the market rate.
Which, by the way, I found out Doug Christie makes 2.8.
Yeah, look, I think paying an NBA coach $15 million is ludicrous because NBA coaches are not that important. But if you're paying them market rate for a coach, and you're in the luxury tax because you went out and made an aggressive move because you know you're passionate about winning and you're competitive and that's what you want to do. What did they all say at their press conference? We're tired of losing. We need to have the standard of winning. So if they go out and pay like that for a team, are we going to erase the label of being cheap? Or are we still going to say, but the masseuse?
I think it's going to be more of that because people won't want to walk
back. So he's paying a $20 million luxury tax bill, but he's cheap because he doesn't give free media food anymore. What are we doing here, man?
I sometimes wonder if that's half the concern.
Yeah.
All these things are leaking.
Dude, don't take away my biscuits, baby.
Don't want to lose those biscuits.
I get some pasta on Tuesdays.
Exit interviews are today. They'll start at 10 a.m. All right, it's 7:31. We're a little over at Dirt and Sprague. We're back with more on 105.1 The Fan. Well, you want to get uncomfortable?
I love getting uncomfortable.
Do you?
Yeah, who doesn't?
You want Kevin Durant here?
I would do it.
Would you?
What's his contract? Let me pull up his numbers.
They just signed him to an extension.
2 year, $90 million extension? Was that what it was, if I remember correctly?
If they indeed lose to the Lakers.
Yes.
I'm going to assume he's part of the moving on, unless they say we're out on Jabari Smith and all these other young guys.
So he's got two more years left on his deal after this season. So 26, 27, 27, 28 is a player option, which he'll definitely pick up. $43, $46
million. And he said he was going to retire pretty quick or pretty soon, so that probably might be his last deal.
You got to be within 10% financially, is that correct?
I think
in order to pull off a deal in terms of salaries?
Yeah.
Like, the tough part for them is...
like, what works for our roster that would work in Houston that they need? Because Shaedon Sharpe
Well, you financially have to make it fit, so there would have to be one of your bigger contracts in there. Holiday?
Grant's got to go.
Ooh.
Drew Holiday for Kevin Durant?
Holiday would be the one, because you have Dame coming back.
Yes.
I would assume they're keeping Scoot in that scenario.
They want a vet who can come in and be more of a leader and can be a ball handler.
Denny's
and
a pseudo point guard anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd have no issue with that trade.
It'd be Drew, because Ime Udoka would murder Shaedon Sharpe.
Yes, that would not end well for anybody
involved. Hates his team now. They can at least play.
I think Ime Udoka hates everybody, to be honest. Does he like anybody?
I don't know.
Other than the gal he cheated on his wife with?
All right, we didn't need to say that.
Unless we hire him as our head coach, then I'm all in again.
Would you rather have Ime Udoka
or his
Kevin
reputation
Durant?
Has turned drastically
it's not
in the last
been great
3 years.
The way
from
the
off
played,
the court stuff to the reaction that he's having to yelling at players on other teams, the way he's treated his team, like that's a guy who felt like he was at the top of the profession and it has slowly slipped down.
I think you can make a legitimate argument he's the most intimidating looking person in the entire league.
Yeah. I don't disagree
player,
with
player coach doesn't matter. If I saw Ime Udoka across from me,
yeah, you're just squirming a little bit.
He's just staring into your soul.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you going to beat me up or are we cool?
That's a trait of Jefferson basketball, man. They were intimidating to play.
They were intimidating. He's
he's another level.
Come on, he's a little different. He's not Aaron
level.
Miles. Brandon Lee wasn't looking you down like that.
Was it a Michael Lee?
Michael Lee.
Yeah, Michael Lee.
Yeah, I was thinking of Brandon Brooks.
Yeah, somebody got upset about your B-Roy High School. Said he went to Garfield.
Oh, sorry. Did I say
get
Rainier Beach?
Get your Seattle high schools right, all right?
That's my bad.
What's the matter with you?
Hey, look, I apologize.
You're too distracted by Kevin Durant benching 350.
315.
If he can bench 315,
315,
pull off the trade.
Or the record.
I want it on video. Show me that you can do it with the bar and 315, and then we'll trade for you. I mean, yeah, dude, if it's just a straight-up trade, Drew Holiday for Kevin Durant, I'd have no issue
what
with that.
What if they wanted some of the draft stuff?
I don't think
Like, would you give up two firsts?
God, no. God, no. And that
so
would be ludicrous.
Holiday.
That would be ludicrous of them to ask for.
Well, I mean, you're not.
Kevin Durant hates his teammates. His teammates hate him.
He does. He's not happy.
The organization hates him.
He's
the coach hates
person.
Him. Like,
yes,
this is not a great commodity that you're getting rid of.
Well,
we're giving you an okay commodity in return that fills a bit of the need that you have.
Counterpoint.
I'll throw one pick in, maybe, but two, get the hell out of here.
Counterpoint.
Yeah.
You're not wrong to say, all right, in Brooklyn, he had Harden and Kyrie. Kyrie in the moment, not exactly the greatest leader.
Problematic, right? Kyrie in Brooklyn.
Okay, and then you had James Harden. Talk about not caring.
Yeah.
Okay.
That God, I was pissed out. They won last night. I was rooting so hard
the
for
Cavs.
Them to lose. I want them to get eliminated.
You want my
so
ticket
fast.
To blow up,
it's
don't
not
you?
That. It's just a James Harden thing,
it's
dude.
It's kind of funny.
Their idea of making a move in the postseason was acquiring the biggest choke artist in the history of the NBA.
You're not wrong.
We can't get over the hump. Who should we go get?
Who's worse, them trading for him or me betting on them? Probably
like,
me.
Dude, I love my guy in the NFL. He's got a bad stereotype right now in the playoffs. I'd be like a team like, we need a quarterback who can perform in the playoffs. Let's go get Justin Herbert.
But he has two more playoff losses.
Yeah.
He's like 0-9.
Yes, if
he's
he like, loses three more years in a row in the first round, like at some point, I can't run from the allegations anymore.
Okay, so the Nets we get.
Yes.
Next was...
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Title team, title appearance team that he joined.
Well, yeah, yes.
They were in the title game the year before, or the title game, the NBA Finals.
Was it a year before or like the season after?
Fairly confident. It was the season after. So they went to the finals.
And then they trade for Kevin Durant the next year?
I'm fairly confident that's how it transpired.
I thought it was a season after.
You thought it was one more year removed?
One more after, and they came up short.
Okay.
So if I'm wrong on that, you correct that. I've been wrong a lot today.
I will double check
that. I'm riding a high of being wrong.
So they went 2020-21.
That was the title team,
right?
That
was the team that went to the finals?
Yeah.
Let me see what year Kevin Durant. When he was there for 3 years? How long was he in Phoenix for?
Two
seasons?
I want to say two
years. He went, hold on, stat profile. You are correct. One more year removed.
Oh, got something right.
You were correct.
I actually watched the league and I finally got something right. Okay.
And it was an in-season trade.
So then he goes to Phoenix. We don't still really know what happened, but there was a weird thing. Remember our guy in Phoenix says they actually didn't hate each other, but Maybe it was Budenholzer.
They hated Budenholzer. It was a bad coach. Oil and water. Didn't work out.
Then he goes to Houston. We're like, this is perfect. They need a score. They got all the defense. Eh, they have no offense to speak of outside of Kevin Durant.
No, he scored 26 a game, shot 41% from 3, 52% from the floor.
He got caught on a burner account. He denies it, but yeah. It's clearly him.
By the way, played 78 games this year.
78 games, good. He was healthy. And then he kind of is weirdly with the team, but not with the team. And it, so, like, all of these things is simply highlight. If he came here, you'd have Dame and Denny on the roster of, like, Kevin Durant wouldn't really need to do anything but score, and like, let alone even really talk. Like,
no,
talk.
Dame's the leader of the team. He's the culture guy behind the scenes. You don't need him to do any of that stuff.
No.
Just go smoke your weed and hoop, dude. We got great weed.
We do have great weed.
We got awesome food.
Yeah, we do.
We need you to get buckets.
Well, some would say we don't have awesome food, but
we
they've
got awesome
never really
food.
Been here, I think.
People are stupid.
I agree.
We have
that.
Great food.
Yeah.
Food, weed, hoops. That's all you need.
And we don't even care if we see you at
Washington
Square
He doesn't care about
Mall.
The limelight. He's 39 years old.
I know.
What do you think he's doing? He's getting done playing basketball and going home and smoking weed.
Yeah, and that's playing
his,
video games.
That's
or something.
His life.
Yeah.
You can do that here.
It is. We are perfect for that.
I've done that a lot here, okay? Get my shots up. Let's go have some fun. Turn on the vids. That was, sounds like me in my 20s.
So you're in on Kevin Durant.
I'm in on Kevin Durant.
Two
I'm in on Kevin
and
Durant and Giannis. Let's do them both.
Two firsts and a Drew.
God, no. One first and a Drew.
That one first is going to make or break your whole
that
trade.
That will. Two firsts is offensive. It's offensive to me if I'm Joe Cronin or whoever the general manager is.
Greg Oden.
This is a liability for you. Like, Kevin Durant, you want to get rid of him. This is a depreciating asset in your mind.
And you're getting a good
this
locker
isn't
room
a right.
Leader.
We're not making an offer for Cooper Flagg here.
Well.
He's 38. He's going to retire in a year. You hate him. You need us. We don't need you. You need us.
We're giving more away, though.
That's fine. But one first-round pick.
And
a negotiation.
9 pounds of weed.
And 9 pounds of weed. We'll
nine
throw that in.
9 pounds of weed.
9 pounds of weed.
One pick.
Dude, I know a guy. All right? We'll make this happen, KD.
Do you know a guy?
Not about 9 pounds. That's a lot.
Did Nate Newton move to Portland that I don't know about?
Dude. Nate Newton in Selwood?
Who was the Alabama cat who had like 2 pounds in his trunk?
Oh.
Driving around. They got suspended.
Brandon Miller's friend.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
We'll sign him to our G League team. He'll be the weed guy.
What's Nate Oates' starting guard's name?
We'll take care of Kevin Durant. Now we're all set. And by the way, Drew in one first does not screw up our Giannis package.
Oh, you're not done with the Giannis trade.
Now all of a sudden we have Giannis, Durant, Dame, Denny. I don't really care.
I'll
after
say
that.
This. If they get Giannis and Durant, Danny Meringue has to write a legitimate one-page apology letter
I think
and
he
read
needs...
it word for word on the air.
I think we take
I
it a step
I never
want to
hear another complaint again. Don't come in here and be like, did you hear what they did? Brother, they took away the lotion on the plane. Yeah? You don't get it? No, I don't.
I think if we acquire Giannis and Kevin Durant in an offseason, anybody who has written or said anything negatively about Tom Dundon needs an I Heart Dundon tramp stamp tattoo. That has to be it.
That's not going to happen.
End of the conversation. That's if that's our offseason, those would arguably, let's just look, it's not going to happen.
We got to go.
It's not going to happen.
This is a stupid question you're about to ask.
Where would they rank in all-time moves and acquisitions in Blazer history?
What do you mean? That's why it's a dumb question. I thought you were saying league history.
It's 1 and 2. Maybe Scottie's the only one.
Buck? The Buck Williams Buck? Trade, because okay. That put him over the top to get him to two
to
finals.
To lose to the finals.
Giannis and KD are putting us over the top.
We can lose in the finals with Giannis and KD.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Why did we do this?
Giannis can guard Wemby. KD can be our scorer. Dame's just here for reliability.
Downhill this is
Denny.
Your fault.
Downhill Denny. Now we got Turbo. Turbo's unlocked. Turbo's got shooters.
I don't know why I did this. This is all my fault.
This is our offseason, man.
But seriously, get 9 pounds of weed. We might be able to get Kevin Durant.
That is the deal breaker
might
right there.
Sticky icky, baby.
Joe, use one of those second round picks. Sell it for cash. Use said cash to buy 9 pounds of weed.
Have we ever traded for weed considerations? Can we replace cash considerations for weed consideration?
Just don't drive in a Hummer. That's all we ask.
All right, a lot more to get into. 7:46 on the Fan.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We have a lot to get to in the third and fourth hour of the program. It's a Magic Hat Thursday. Good morning. Hello.
LIV Golf officially dead.
Yeah, RIP to LIV Golf.
See you later.
Well, they're still hopeful they can find funding.
Oh, yeah. It's a very profitable entity.
Even though Piff's gone.
The other guy, the
who's Piff?
The Saudi Arabia guy stepped down, too.
Oh, the public
Public fund. Investment
yeah.
fund.
Yeah.
The bankroll, the $5 billion.
I don't know why, $5 billion. When you said that, I'm like, oh, what's that guy's name?
Piff?
Where's he at?
You remember Piff? He's a stick, dude.
Old PGA guy?
He has a plus right. three handicap. Right. He's out there hacking around on LIV.
Right. I don't know if this is going to happen. It's a rumor right now. I don't. Maybe it's been confirmed and I missed the follow-up to this.
Our acquisition of Giannis and Durant. People are talking, man.
You really could have been like, where would that rank at all-time off seasons? You went, where would that rank for Blazer moves?
Well, it's got 1 and 2 for me. It would be 1 and 2.
In Scotty, the
I get the Buck one. I get the Scotty one. That would be 1 and 2.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Scotty was really good, though. So was Buck.
Scotty was really good.
Really good.
So there's a rumor on the streets. Mike Vrabel is showing up to season ticket holder meetings, and crowds are giving him standing ovations.
Of course they are, man.
Remember, this is the same society that shamed Tiger Woods for a decade because he dared cheat on his wife. And now we're giving standing ovations to guys.
Of course we are.
For cheating on their wives.
This is the way we operate. If you're on my team, whatever you do is fine. If you're on the other team, you're a horrible person, and you should be stoned to death.
On the other side of that, because nothing's going to happen to Vrabel, on the other side, there is a report that Diana Russini is close to agreeing to sitting down with Call Her Daddy.
Oh. So on her point of this,
I don't know if this is going to happen. It's just it's out there that the intel is that she's contemplating doing.
At this point, you got nothing to lose.
A Call Her Daddy podcast.
Let it all out.
Well, did you see what else happened there?
No. I'm not following that closely.
It's been terrible. They were taking this steps and steps and steps, and I know it got to the weird place with the kid and everything.
Yeah. The last one I saw was she created a Spotify playlist for him. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. So evidently, while the Titans were on a losing streak, somebody found a playlist she created on Spotify that was like, I can't forget the name of it. It was like Get Better Mike or something.
Get Over It or Keep Fighting.
Keep Fighting Mike. And it was a laundry list of songs that she sent.
Horrible playlist too, by the way. I looked at the songs on there.
Oh, a playlist that I never want to listen to in my life.
What is this?
But a playlist to Mike Vrabel in 2021 when he was with the Titans. Her doing Call Her Daddy. What does she stand to gain, I guess?
I just don't know. Yeah.
What does she have to lose at this point? Well, she's gone into hiding. She's deleted
everything.
Her social media account. She's going to lose her family. She's lost her profession. There's nothing left to lose at this point.
So do you think she can gain? I'm asking what she gains.
I do
from
think
it.
She can gain something. I think she can gain the sympathy that she's not getting from some people, because put yourself in her shoes, mm-hmm. right? Like you've cheated on your wife. You've cheated on your significant other. Yeah. You're having this affair that brings into question workplace ethics and all of that.
Yeah.
To your point on what's happening right now with the head coach of the New England Patriots, how's that being greeted? He's getting standing ovations by his team. Who's not going to lose their job? Whose career is not affected really in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah.
We will all move past this on the Vrabel side of it. She's lost everything.
We already have.
And Mike Vrabel had a fake suspension for a day where he flew to Salt Lake City with his wife to buy her a jumpsuit and then flew back, and now he's at season ticket holder events.
Yep.
That's been his extent of punishment. And so I'd imagine if I'm Diana Russina right now, I'm pretty livid about that. Of like, why is my life over? You made the same mistake both from a marital standpoint and integrity standpoint that I did. but nothing has happened to you, and I have lost literally everything.
So my question is, why would you do like a random one-off podcast rather than put your time and write a book and try to...
Because this is
how you do it, I think, in the modern times.
The world.
Okay. Yeah, Call Her Daddy is a massive deal. If she goes on Call Her Daddy, it will get...
It'll be debatably some of the biggest numbers
you've ever had. Podcasts we've ever... Outside of like Taylor Swift announcing the Travis Kelce thing
or
whatever.
Okay, but where does she stand to... I mean, I don't think you're going to win a PR battle. All you're going to do is...
You can generate sympathy for yourself.
You got to get out in front of this stuff.
You can say, like, I made a great mistake. Yes. I didn't know what to do. I was terrified. I can't believe how people haven't supported me. I can't believe I'm the only person here that's being shamed. I'm going through a whole ordeal. Like, you can easily hear her talking, and yeah, she's admitting a very bad wrong, but also us going, that's right, we are looking at one side here and going,
not the other.
And the other side, we're like, well, you were in the Super Bowl. We don't care, you know? Like,
you got suspended for the third round. Not the first round, not the second round. We suspended him for the third round.
I was one to think that maybe she'd never have a career again, and she very well could still be on that trajectory. If she did the pod and built up enough sympathy, you could make an argument. Some entity would say, dude, you being on our entity drums up a lot of interest and buzz.
Yes, it does.
And then you work back your goodwill.
Dirt with Diana. You want the dirt on the league? TM, call me Diana.
Oh, I thought you were saying you with Diana.
No. Like, she's got the dirt on the
people.
You're
leaving me for Diana Prisini.
Me and Diana Prisini are now, and we're now in business together.
If
okay?
she called you right now and offered
to do a podcast,
would
how
you
much
do
is
it?
She paying me per episode?
I don't know. A good rate, whatever that is for you.
I wouldn't leave the show, but I'd probably do it, because you could do it around the schedule of the show.
Okay.
Remotely. Podcast people are all over the place.
Yeah, she could be anywhere.
Let's go, Diana. Call me.
By the way, the playlist that she created was called Turning the Page, and it was shared with a user named Mike.
Who could that be?
In December of 2022, people looked it up, and this was a 4-game losing streak for the Titans when this was made and sent. The songs are Cuff It, Beyonce, Big Energy, is it Lato or Lotto?
I don't know.
Break My Soul, Beyonce. House Party, Sam Hunt.
There's a Sam Hunt song in there?
My Love, Route 94. Pump It Louder.
Oh, what do you mean, Diana?
Raise Your Glass, Bass Down Low, Can't Stop, Last Resort, Welcome to the Jungle.
She's got a Papa Roach in there?
She does.
This is my last resort.
Photograph, God of Thunder.
Def Leppard and Beyonce in the same playlist?
Dance the Night Away. She's got some Van Halen on this.
I mean, I'm cool with Van Halen.
And Renegade by Styx.
Okay.
That's the playlist to Mike Vrabel, who's in the middle of a losing streak.
I don't think that's getting him over it.
I'll tell you right now.
I appreciate
that. I never want a playlist from somebody in the midst of something awful going on in my career. It does nothing for me.
I'm okay there, Bob.
I'll be all right. I don't need music right now. I need to win.
I need silence.
Yeah, leave me alone is what I want.
I need to watch more tape.
Yeah, I need to grind more tape. Stop making tapes. Start grinding tapes. Do you think she does it? Yay or nay?
I think she will do it, yeah.
That's
she's got nothing to lose.
I'm going to listen and watch every second of that if it
happens.
I will
too. I want to know the side of the story.
Loaded third hour and fourth hour, Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 Portland Sports Leader.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.